It is Saturday, October 7th. This is Weekend Edition here on KBSX 91.5. Good morning. I'm George Prentice. Daniel Ben-Naim is a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress in Washington, D.C. He has served as advisor to Vice President Joe Biden. He's been part of the policy planning staff for then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and is a distinguished speechwriter and scholar and a visiting lecturer at New York University. This week, he's the guest of the Boise Committee on Foreign Relations, and for our purposes, he joins us for a few minutes this morning to talk about the state of the State Department and foreign policy. Daniel Ben-Naim, good morning.
Good morning.
The Middle East. You say that an acquaintance has a pretty unique description for the Middle East. The world's worst
buffet.
Talk to me about that.
Yes. A friend of mine, it's very hard when you're thinking about policy choices. You always assume from the outside, well, boy, there must be some smarter way to do this. There must be some easier way. There must be a simpler path. And in the Middle East, you're usually dealing with two imperfect choices, with imperfect people operating on imperfect information to make what's often a 60-40 call or a 51-49 call. The 90-10s and 80-20 calls are rarer than you might think. My friend used to say that foreign policy was the world's lousiest buffet with lots of different choices, but no good options.
Do you have a sense of where we are right now, resources at state compared to maybe 2 years ago? Are they 5% less? Are we 10% less as far as headcount?
What's happening right now is that there's a major morale crisis. There's an exodus of some of the most senior and very experienced diplomats, each one leaving behind 20, 30, 40 years of experience and expertise in the building and multiple languages and tens of millions of dollars of programs that they've managed and millions, in some cases, invested in them as people to carry forward the mission of America. And one by one, many of them are being pushed out, and that's very troubling. But the cuts are about what happens next. So Tillerson arrived.
30%. Is the number he is bandied about.
And I want to be clear about this. Yeah. 30% cuts to the State Department would be a catastrophe.
Did I hear you say that there are more members of military bands than...
Yes, that's exactly right. It's a fact. There are more members of military marching bands than there are foreign service officers representing America abroad.
I come from a generation where foreign service attracted the best and the brightest. Is it still noble?
I certainly think so. I can tell you, without being corny about it, that the honor of my professional life so far has been to travel on a plane that says the United States of America in big blue letters on the side, to think on that plane about what face is America going to present to the world, what message are we going to deliver to the world leaders when we landed. And to really be at the very pointy edge of the spear of America's presence in the world, America's voice in the world, it's an unbelievable honor and a real adrenaline rush, whether you're landing in Ukraine or Guatemala or Israel or China, to be part of that. And what I saw working in foreign policy in the Obama administration and now as an outside expert is that there are some of the most devoted, passionate, dogged, patriotic, principled people around doing this work, and they really care. And it's easy to kind of reduce it to its lowest, most sort of Twitter nasty, invective phenomenon of name-calling and shouting and sort of hurling talking points at each other and taking really complex places and real people on the other end living and dying based on your decisions and reducing it to slogans. You know, don't do stupid stuff, America first, et cetera. But it's a big, messy world out there, and the people working to make it better, regardless of party or affiliation of any kind, are some of the most amazing people I've ever met. I have my questions about the choices of the Trump administration and its foreign policy, but what I hope more than anything, and against some evidence in some instances, is that many of them feel just the way that I do about serving the country.
Daniel Ben-Naim, a safe journey, and thank you.
Thanks.
You can learn more about the Boise Committee on Foreign Relations and its list of distinguished guests at boisecfr.org.